Russian figure skater Kamila Valieva was cleared to compete in the women's competition today after being suspended for blood doping. The decision is being criticized by many, including U.S. track star Sha'Carri Richardson, who was banned from competing in the Summer Olympics after testing positive for marijuana. Richardson believes Valieva's relatively forgiving treatment reflects a racially based double standard. For more, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Amy Bass, professor of sports studies and chair of the Division of Social Science and Communication at Manhattanville College in New York. Thanks so much for being with us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
So what's your take on the perceived double standard by Richardson and others? Is she right?
I think it's more than a double standard. I think we're seeing a quadruple standard. We're seeing a dumpster fire of confusion that's combining, you know, where athletes are from, who they are, how old they are, and which drug they took, allegedly or not allegedly. So it's really, I can't even say it's muddied the waters on, you know, how we host a clean Olympic Games. It has sort of taken the water away and just left us dry and high, I guess.
So this skater is young. She's 15. Did that play into getting this suspension overturned? Like, oh, she's sympathetic. You know, her coaches made her do it, or is there more to it?
Well, I think that all of that is true, and she was present at the hearings, which were almost 6 hours of her sitting there, 15-year-old. But there's also rules that protect her as a minor. She is what's officially called a protected person, and so there are considerations about that. But there's so much that's just really dirty here. You know, the delay of the notification of the test, when the test was actually run. This was a Christmas Day 2021 test. The results didn't come true until February 7th, after she had already taken a team gold medal, which, by the way, the International Olympic Committee has not yet held that medal ceremony. And now we have the Court of the Arbitration of Sports saying, no, we're going to let her compete. You know, the delay of notification, she's a minor. It's sort of like there's apples and oranges, and yet again, and this can't be underemphasized, the Russians have gotten away with a doping scandal.
Well, right. And so how do we change this? This is nothing new. And, you know, it is a 15-year-old skater as opposed to a, you know, 20-year-old weightlifter. But, you know, this isn't marijuana that she was taking.
No. And I mean, what we would call a recreational drug versus a performance-enhancing drug. And Valieva was found with a performance-enhancing drug. It's a drug used for angina and can certainly boost, you know, oxygen production in the body. Sha'Carri Richardson, as people joked when the Sha'Carri Richardson thing went down last summer, that, you know, anyone who can run that fast while taking marijuana should be given two medals, not one. But it doesn't matter in the eyes of the World Anti-Doping Agency. Banned substances are banned substances. And you know, the contradiction of Sha'Carri Richardson smoking marijuana in a state, Oregon, in which it is legal, doesn't matter on the global stage. But with the Valieva thing, you know, this is part of a much larger scene that's going on with Russia. Russia has been banned from the Olympic movement. They've been, you know, state-sponsored doping proven over and over and over again. And both the Court for the Arbitration of Sport and the International Olympic Committee keep watering these things down. Since these bans have gone into effect, we have not yet had an Olympics without Russian athletes. So, you know, if it looks like a Russian and it competes like a Russian, it's a Russian. Russia is there. And in fact, they actually did have the Russian flag on their opening ceremony coats when they walked into the stadium this time around in Beijing. So I think this idea of the Russian ban and, you know, what WADA is doing, it's the bigger picture that is a complete mess. There's no consistency. And without that consistency, we can't even talk about having a clean playing field.
I wish we had more time. That is Amy Bass, professor of sports studies and chair of the Division of Social Sciences and Communications at Manhattanville College in New York.